Well, thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
So coming up next weekend on October 1st, Knoxville and Marion County Habitat for Humanity will actually be the site of house number 1,000 for Habitat for Humanity in Iowa. And there's going to be some celebration going on, a nice dedication ceremony. Can you kind of explain the festivities surrounding this?
Yeah, we're very excited. On October 1st at 301 and 305 West Marion Street here in Knoxville, that's right to the west side of Anytime Fitness and Family Video, we are going to be celebrating the 1,000th house built in the state of Iowa by Habitat for Humanity. Our celebration is going to take place between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and the Kiwanis is going to have some inflatables there and barrel train rides, and those are free for kids, so come on out and bring your family. We're going to have a free will donation lunch and a dedication ceremony right at noon. The free will donation lunch will be following the dedication ceremony.
Well, and 1,000 houses is a long time building houses. How, kind of explain how Habitat for Humanity of Iowa got there.
Yeah, well, actually, Habitat for Humanity was introduced in Iowa in 1986 in Des Moines. Des Moines was the first affiliate that started building houses. And here in Marion County, we started in 1997. And we have built 30 houses here in Marion County. The two on Marion Street will be 31 and 32. And there are 36 different affiliates in the state of Iowa. So all of them have contributed to building 1,000 houses. So we really want to celebrate all 1,000 of those houses and those 1,000 families. And if you take the population of all of the people living in those 1,000 habitat houses, the population is actually greater than 817 of the 947 communities in Iowa. So if all those habitat houses were built in the same location, we would have a really nice sized town.
Yeah. So 1,000 houses, that's great in Iowa, 32 in Marion County, but I imagine there's many more to come.
There definitely are. The two houses that we have being built right now, the house at 301 is actually the 1,000th house. Now, the house at 305 is a little bit further along in the completion stage, even though we're going to dedicate both of them at the same time. If you come on Saturday, you'll notice that that one on the inside is not finished yet. So that's technically not the 1,000th and first house because it's not done yet. But the 1,000th and first house will be dedicated on October 2nd in Iowa City. And then also very interesting to know that the next day on October 3rd is actually World Habitat Day. The United Nations declared October 3rd, well actually the first Monday in October, as World Habitat Day. And in Kenya on October 3rd, Habitat for Humanity International will dedicate the 500,000th habitat house built in the world. So Habitat for Humanity does not only build houses in the United States, we also build houses all across the world.
And those 500,000 homes, that's provided a lot of assistance to families that have had substandard housing, which can affect quality of life.
Yes, it definitely can. And in fact, 10 million people die each year from substandard housing and living conditions. And also, a child that's in inadequate housing is 10 times more likely to contract meningitis, respiratory problems, or asthma than his or her counterparts that live in adequate housing. And we've seen that here in Marion County. Several of the families that we work with, their children have respiratory problems or asthma. And so we really try to build a healthy home that's very, not only energy efficient, but also just friendly health-wise. And then also, children living in overcrowded conditions are also less likely to graduate from high school. So really, housing is more than just having an adequate place to live. It really affects a person's life for years to come if they're a child that's living in inadequate shelter. So part of our mission, well, of course, is getting families into adequate, decent, safe, and affordable housing so that they can have a better future.
All right, and what else is have you guys got going on for Marion County? Have you guys got any more projects here locally?
We do. On East Main Street, if you drive down, you'll see some new construction going on there. That is going to be, well, that house is actually under construction by the Knoxville High School Construction Trades class. And then in Pella, on the corner of Oskaloosa Street and Prairie Street, We already have two habitat houses there, but we're building a third one there. And that one is being built by community volunteers on the weekends and then the Pella Community High School construction trades class during the week. And we have one more project that we're going to be starting on, and that is a rehab project that the city of Knoxville donated a house to us on Patrick Street. And so we'll be making some minor modifications to that house and then selling that to a family.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add about Habitat or the celebration?
Probably I would like to add just a big thank you to the community. You know, we here in Marion County, we would not be able to build as many houses as we have been building without the great community support. You know, people can get involved with Habitat lots of different ways. Of course, they can donate money. They can donate their time by volunteering to build houses, by volunteering to make lunch for our crews. We are still needing some committee members. If someone wants to get involved on a little bit larger scale, you know, our committees are a great way for people to get involved. And just the prayers that everyone has given us throughout the community, we really appreciate it.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
All right, thank you very much.